Welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. Give us 600 seconds and we'll give you the tools you need to improve your handicapping. Outstanding to have you with us today, everybody. I'm Joe Fortenball, home safe and sound from Vegas. Here is what we have in store for today's episode. A bit of a departure from the norm, as we're going to go guest-free for episode 20 and instead take an in-depth look at four bet-against NFL teams and four bet-on NFL teams based on the knowledge that we've acquired through the first 2 weeks of the season. So, without further ado, without any more foreplay, we'll begin with four teams that, for the foreseeable future, we'll be betting against.
Number one.
The Seattle Seahawks, 0-2 against the spread, a grand total of just 21 points through eight quarters of action, and that came against the Green Bay Packers, who got lit up by the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday night, and the San Francisco 49ers, who had lost their previous six encounters at CenturyLink Field by an average of 17 points per game. This could be the worst offensive line in the NFL, and if you take note, last week the Seahawks opened on the look-ahead lines at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook as a one-point favorite. They re-emerged Sunday night as a two-point dog.
Number two.
The Carolina Panthers. Something is seriously wrong with quarterback Cam Newton, who is completing just 59.6% of his passes through the first 2 weeks of the season. More importantly, or I should say more alarmingly, Newton is missing wide-open wide receivers. It happened in the end zone against the Niners in Week 1. It happened at the end of the game against the Buffalo Bills on a short high school-caliber pass to Christian McCaffrey on the goal line, third down, at the end of the Panther-Bills game, which led to a field goal and a missed cover. Greg Olsen, tight end extraordinaire, out at least 8 weeks with a broken foot, but the good news for Carolina is that this team can play a little bit of defense. So what we're going to be looking for is betting against Carolina overs, which means betting on Carolina unders, which are currently 2-0 on the season heading into week three.
Number three.
The San Francisco 49ers. Now, we all understand it is a rebuilding project in Santa Clara, but the Niners are already 2-0 to the under this season with a grand total of just zero, count them, zero touchdowns scored through eight quarters. The Niners also ranked 25th in the NFL in yards per play at 4.6 yards per play. These are just a few of the things this offense and team in general are suffering from. Only 3 points scored in week one at home against Carolina. Only 9 points scored in week two at Seattle, with an offense that ranks dead last in total offense through 2 weeks. However, there is an opportunity here, betting under the San Francisco 49ers team total. On Sunday in Seattle, the team total for the Niners was 13.5 points. They ended that game with just 9. Be a little bit cautious Thursday night against the Rams. That game is at home, and these Thursday night games can get a little wacky. But moving forward, the under on the San Francisco 49er team total.
Number 4.
The Arizona Cardinals. Head coach Bruce Arians has already called out quarterback Carson Palmer twice through only 2 games. Palmer, on the season, completing just 54% of his passes. Arizona blew a fourth quarter lead with about 10 minutes to play in week one at Detroit, and then they needed overtime to get past a horrific Indianapolis Colts team on the road in week two. Note that the Cardinals have failed to cover the number in 9 of their last 12 games overall. All right, now before we get to our four bet on NFL teams for the foreseeable future, a reminder to head over to coversexperts.com, use the promo code SHARP600. You'll get a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. That's the promo code SHARP600 for a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. Right after you wrap that up, head over to covers.com, enter the Streak Survivor contest for a chance to win $100,000. Time to get back to work. Here are our four bet on NFL teams for the foreseeable future.
Gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Number one.
The Los Angeles Rams. I know. Granted, it's only 2 weeks, but take a look at what this offense has done in only 8 quarters under new head coach Sean McVay, who was Kirk Cousins' offensive coordinator in Washington last season and now has his very first NFL head coaching gig. This is an offense that ranked dead last in total offense and dead last in scoring offense a season ago. Through 2 weeks this season, McVay's offense in Los Angeles, 10th in total offense, 3rd in scoring offense. Perhaps more impressively, McVay has taken quarterback Jared Goff from a guaranteed surefire bust who was completing just 54% of his passes a year ago to a quarterback who's completing 66.7% of his passes through 2 weeks of the 2017 season. Very impressive. Moving forward, keep a very close eye on Rams overs, which are already 2-0 this season, and Rams team total overs, which are already 2-0 this season.
Number two.
The Cleveland Browns unders, people, unders. Let's not get too excited about what Hugh Jackson's got cooking in Eastern Ohio just yet. We are playing Cleveland Brown unders moving forward as they're already 2-0 on the season. This defense held Super Bowl winning quarterbacks Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco to an average of just 22.5 points per game and held Pittsburgh's high-flying offense to only 290 total yards, and all this without first-round pass rusher Myles Garrett out of Texas A&M, who's still dealing with a high ankle sprain. Further helping our underplay is the 18th ranked offense, that would be Cleveland's offense, that is scoring just 14 points per game through the first 2 weeks of the season because rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer out of Notre Dame, he's going to need some time to get his legs under him. He's going to need some time to be developed in Hugh Jackson's offense, and while he's developing and the Cleveland defense is thriving, we'll be cashing on the unders.
Number three.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know it's only one game in the form of a 29-7 win over the Chicago Bears, but that's it for me. I'm putting the full buy order on the Buccaneers, a team I loved heading into last season, a team I like even more heading into this season. Jameis Winston looked every bit as polished as you would expect a veteran first-round pick to look, completing 18 of 30 passes for 204 yards with one touchdown and no interceptions. And that's the key for Winston, avoiding the killer turnovers he used to commit in the first half of games at Florida State and then, to a much more recent extent, with the Buccaneers. In addition, this defense forced 4 turnovers against the Bears. The team in general held the ball for 33 minutes and 11 seconds. Tampa Bay, after being sidelined by Hurricane Irma, has come storming into the NFL season. Pun intended, poor pun intended. Regardless, we're betting on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving forward.
Number 4.
The Philadelphia Eagles, who are 1-1 straight up, 1-1 against the spread, courtesy of a 13-point road win at Washington in week 1, and an ultra-tight 27-20 road loss at Juggernaut Kansas City this past Sunday, who, by the way, had 10 days to get ready for that game. And we all know how good Andy Reid can be as a head coach with additional rest. Now, quarterback Carson Wentz is already averaging 320 passing yards per game and has seen a noticeable uptick in his quarterback rating from last season to this season, but it's the Philadelphia defense that has them as a bet-on candidate this early in the season. That unit has already recorded 8 sacks through 2 games. That's 4th in the National Football League. They've also notched 4 turnovers through 2 games. Bet on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Gonna be up 500 by midnight.
All right, before we say goodbye to episode 20, we might as well make a pick. Thursday night football, it's the Los Angeles Rams and Jared Goff at the San Francisco 49ers and Brian Hoyer. Everybody and their mother is going to be thinking under in this game. Game opened with a total of 42. It's now down as low as 40 based on the way the Niners have performed offensively. We even talked about it in this podcast. I can't say I blame you. So just a hunch, a little bit of a hunch play for Thursday night. We're going to go over the total of 40 points, Rams at 49ers. That, ladies and gentlemen, will do it for us and for episode 20 of the Sharp 600 podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is always greatly appreciated. And remember, on iTunes, if you could, subscribe, rate, and review. That would be very much appreciated as well. We're back tomorrow with a college football preview. But until then, best of luck, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.